Thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. My name is Leanna. I'll need to advise you this call is being recorded for quality assurance purposes. How may I help you?
Yeah, I'm trying to file a new claim. I was just on the phone with someone and it disconnected.
Okay. Give me a moment. Okay. Okay, can I have your social, please?
546-870-381.
Okay, I couldn't understand you. Can you repeat the social?
546-870-381.
Can you verify your first and last name, please?
Leon Grayson.
Date of birth?
08-13-1985.
Mother's maiden name?
Milton.
Okay, and your gender?
Now.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
No.
You're not a U.S. citizen?
I was born in California, but I changed my status for a foreign national.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, and what is your preferred language?
English.
Do you consider yourself to be disabled?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
What is the highest grade you completed in school?
High school.
Okay, and do you have a state of Alabama issued driver's license?
Yes.
Okay, can you verify the driver's license number?
One zero three 959-06.
Okay, if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payments direct deposited into your checking or savings account or the Advantage prepaid benefits card. The prepaid benefits card will take an additional 5 to 7 days to be delivered to you after you are approved for payments, and there are fees that may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. Which would you prefer?
Direct deposit.
Okay, and who do you bank with?
Time.
Okay, we wouldn't be able to accept that one as a form.
A region.
Yeah, we wouldn't be able to accept Chime as a form. Do you have another bank, or do you want to take the benefits card?
I have a Meridian Credit Union.
Okay. And I'm ready for the routing number when you are.
Okay. It's kind of tricky. The routing number is 262-087528.
Okay. And the bank account number?
How many digits is the bank account number supposed to be? I'm asking because they just have a weird, I don't really use this bank too much.
Sir, look, this is what we finna do. This is what we gonna do. We gonna take the benefits card, and then when you gather that information, when you get a steady bank, you can come back and change it, okay?
All right.
You have indicated that you wish to receive your unemployment benefits by the Advantage prepaid benefits card. If you already have a tan color Advantage card, that card is good until the valid through date on the card, and payments will be made to your existing Advantage prepaid benefits account. Once your claim is approved, otherwise, a card will be mailed to you after your first payment is approved. By law, we are required to disclose the following information regarding your new Advantage prepaid account. The Advantage prepaid benefits card is issued by Comerica Bank. Comerica charges no monthly fee, no per purchase fee, a $0 in-network ATM withdrawal fee, and a $1.30 out-of-network fee. There is no fee for ATM balance inquiries. There is no fee for live customer service calls and a 35-cent fee for automated customer service calls. There is a $1 in activity fee charged after 12 months with no activity. Comerica Bank charges two other types of fees. They are card replacement fee, $4 for regular delivery, and $19 for expedited delivery. An international transaction fee, which is 2% of the transaction amount. Please note the customer service and card replacement fees can be lowered depending on how and where this card is used. See the loan form disclosure for ways to access your funds information for no fee. The loan form disclosure for this prepaid card can be accessed by calling 1-800-499-2035 or online at www.labor.alabama.gov/benefits card. There is no overdraft or credit feature. Your funds are eligible for FDIC insurance. For general information about prepaid accounts, visit cfpb.gov/prepaid. Find details and conditions for all fees and services in the cardholder agreement. Do you wish to continue with your selection of the Advantage prepaid benefits card?
Yeah.
Okay, can you verify your current address?
850 County Road 130, Jimison, Alabama 35085.
Okay, and is the address that you verified above, is it the same or different from the mailing address?
It should be the same.
Has your address changed in the last year?
No.
Okay, and can you verify your phone number, please?
323-217-5162.
It is necessary to verify your identity when filing for UC benefits. You will be asked to answer randomly generated questions. Which of the following professional license have you ever held? Guard, electro, photographer, licensed and marriage therapist, psychiatric technician, or none of the above?
Guard.
Which of the following street addresses in Calera have you ever lived or been associated with? 399 Waterford Cove Trail, 44 Daventry Circle, 599 Highway 63, 664 Waterford Lane, or none of the above?
599 Highway 63.
Which of the following colleges have you ever attended? Bellarmine University, Iowa Western Community College, Sacred Heart Major Seminary, Sage College of Albany, or none of the above?
Could you spell the second one?
Iowa.
Okay. No, none of the above.
Okay. Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No.
Did you work in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government in the last 18 months?
No.
Have you worked for the federal government as a civilian in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No.
Did you receive notification that you have TRA certification?
No.
When was the last day you worked?
July 9th. Let me just make sure to look at my calendar. Yeah, it was July 9th.
Since the most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yeah.
Do you work for yourself on a business or are you a corporate officer for a business?
I don't work for myself.
Are you currently working solely on a commission base or do you have a real estate license?
I don't work for myself. I don't get access.
Have you applied for or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
30.
Okay, and what is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
$15.
Okay, do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hub?
Can you repeat that?
Do you obtain work exclusively through a union hiring hub?
No.
Did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
Did my employer give me an indefinite date to return to work?
Did your employer tell you like a date to come back to work?
Oh, no.
Okay.
Just to be sure, you're saying you're not asking me about my work schedule, are you?
No, I'm not. Okay. If you had to select a job title to do, what type of work would you like to do?
Work from home, medical, stuff of that nature. Because I'm planning on being a student.
Okay. And the company that you're filing the claim for, is it Gladwell Specialties, North American Onsite, Amazon.com Services, Briggs William, or Phillips and Keith?
Amazon.
Okay, and can I have your current phone number again?
323-217-5162.
Okay, and do you have the work location phone number for Amazon.com?
They don't have a site phone that you can call. They have a... they have a ERQ number.
Okay, that's fine. When did you first become employed with Amazon?
August 2020.
Okay, and when was the last day you worked for Amazon?
July 9th.
Okay, and what city and state was this work performed in?
Bessemer, Alabama.
Okay, and why are you no longer working? Did you quit? Were you discharged, other, or was it a lack of work?
I was discharged. I had missed my work schedule. I went to court and ended up having to serve time.
Okay, and what's the name and title of the person who discharged you?
I don't know the person who specifically discharged me, but I contacted the ERC number and it stated that I'm no longer employed and I will have to go through a rehiring process to work there and it will have to be you know, that the process of approval under conditions. But, yeah, they give you a certain amount of time to be off, and if you use up your time, you're terminated.
Okay, were you warned about being absent to work or missing too many days?
No.
Okay, and what did you do to try and resolve the issue?
Basically, it was traffic citation, and I was going to court to resolve it.
No, what did, like, job-wise, what did you do as far as your job to resolve the issue? Like, when they discharged you, when you found out you were discharged, what did you do to try and resolve that?
I called them and said if there's anything I could, if there's any way possible that I could keep my job or anything like that. They said, no, you have to do the rehiring process. You do qualify for rehiring process, but it's basically just like a new hire. I asked them, would I have to wait for 6 months? They said, no, it's based off of, I guess, the staff, whether or not conditions occur to where and, you know, keep you from being hired. We hired a man, but it's a rehiring process. And they say that it doesn't mean that it'll be approved.
Okay. Do you elect to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax?
No, I have a question. Do you guys accept a W-10-8? I have a question. Do you guys accept a W-10-8?
A what?
It's basically to opt out of taxes. Do you notify the IRS?
No, we don't.
Okay.
Okay, and I have a 4-digit PIN for you.
Okay.
Okay, that 4-digit PIN is 8185.
8185.
The following instructions and telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 2 to 3 weeks to process your unemployment claim. However, you must begin meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. The unemployment claim we just finished also registers you for work with the Alabama Career Center system. Your Career Center application will remain active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain an active career center application for the duration of your unemployment claim. In addition, you must either visit one of the Alabama career centers or log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in an interruption in your benefits. You must be able and available to work and actively seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks that begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You must file a weekly certification either by telephone or internet in order to claim your benefits for the previous week. Failure to make and complete certification each week could result in a loss of benefits. If you choose to file via the internet, the web address is www.labor.alabama.gov. And if you file via the telephone number you should call each week is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly certification can be made on Sunday through Friday, no later than 5 p.m., but not on Saturday. Make your first certification either by telephone or internet on next week. An information booklet will be mailed to you. This booklet explains your rights and responsibilities and how your claim is going to be determined. Please read the information carefully. Failure to follow the instructions listed could result in a loss of benefits. If you do not receive the booklet within the next 7 days or have questions about the information, please call 1-800-361-4524. Your employer will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you will be contacted by telephone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. Okay, we have completed your unemployment claim. Do you have any questions?
And you said I have until the end of this week to enroll in the career center?
Yes.
So that's tomorrow. I have until tomorrow to do it?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. Okay, do you have any other questions?
No, that's it.
Okay, well, I want to thank you for calling the Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. Enjoy your day.
Thank you.